Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 6th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of Randall Jarrell, born Nashville, 1914, a critic who was important in promoting the reputations of Robert Frost, Walt Whitman, and William Carlos Williams, and bringing attention to the poetry of Robert Lowell and Elizabeth Bishop. During World War II, he worked as a control tower operator, and he wrote poems about the war. In his poem Losses, he wrote, "We read our mail and counted up our missions in bombers named for girls. We burned the cities we have learned about in school, till our lives wore out, our bodies lay among the people we had killed and never seen. When we lasted long enough, they gave us medals. When we died, they said our casualties were low." It's the birthday of Sigmund Freud, born in Freiburg, Moravia, now part of the Czech Republic, in 1856. Moved to Vienna as a child, lived there for 78 years until the Germans occupied it in 1938, then went off to London, died of throat cancer 1 year later. Freud started out as a doctor, became interested in psychology, especially in a mental illness called hysteria, which some doctors treated successfully using hypnosis. And that interested Freud, that a patient could be talked out of his or her symptoms, that the symptoms were a product of the mind and not the body. He treated a patient named Anna O., whose hysterical symptoms had improved when she told stories about her life. And he developed the idea that his patients were not conscious of all their desires and their fears, that many of their own thoughts were hidden from them in their unconscious mind. He believed that their unconscious mind would reveal itself through slips of the tongue, through jokes, and especially in dreams. And though Freud has fallen out of favor in the scientific community, his ideas of the unconscious and the idea of repressed feelings causing harm have entered our culture. And even though people haven't read his books, they're still familiar with the Oedipal complex, the ego, the phallic symbol, and the Freudian slip. Here's a poem for today by Ginger Murchison, the East Berliner, 1989. "They didn't come for the bananas, but everyone who came through that hole in the wall wanted one, the West ready with its Willkommen, mountains of yellow. After 28 years of concrete cold days and only those few flowers defiant in the cracks of denial, imagine the yellow fresh sight, that spike on the tongue, the fireworks and flares shot through the half language of heavy machines, shattering the cold Baltic chill, the half song, half wail of horns, sirens, and shouts, and behind it all, Beethoven's Ninth. Then that East Berliner, shuffling out, hatless and dazed, in a worm-eaten brown coat, to see it and not believe it, the bright yellow word he'll take home to his wife, tight in his fist." The East Berliner, 1989, by Ginger Murchison, from A Scrap of Linen, A Bone, published by Press 53 and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.